You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 34. Now, some of you may remember way back in episode 11, we had James on the show. And if you can't remember, of course, you can go back and have a listen to episode 11. James came on the show with a dream that he had about a plane, and we interpreted the dream, and we thought about a dream alchemy practice that James could do. And today we're going to welcome James on the show for a follow-up. He wants to talk about the things that have happened in his life since he had that dream interpreted and since he's been doing the dream alchemy practice. And he's got some really interesting news and a lovely story to share. So I'm going to give you a bit of a reminder of what James's dream was about before we bring James in. But of course, the longer version of his dream and the chat we had and all the ins and outs of the interpretation are on episode 11. So I think you might like to listen to episode 11 before or after listening to the rest of this show. And after James, I'm going to continue in theme and talk a little bit more about plane dreams and what they can mean. So first of all, a quick reminder of James's dream. Now, James had this dream. Episode 11 was back in June, so that is about 5.5 months ago. And he'd dreamed that he'd looked up into the sky and saw a plane, and it looked like it had no tail. And James thought that the plane was actually breaking up in mid-flight. He felt it was no big drama, but it looked like the plane was probably going to break up and crash. And then he looked again and he saw that it had changed and it had become an articulated plane. And he particularly described it as a bit like those bendy buses that you get, you know? And in his dream, he remembered thinking, now that's an ingenious idea because it means the aircraft could be flexible, you know, catering for flexible passenger numbers, perhaps. And then his dream suddenly transported him, and he was inside that flexible aircraft having a look around, and he saw that there were crew in there and that the crew were having a good time. And he remembers thinking in the dream, this must be what the new A380 looks like. So that was his dream. As I say, he describes it in more detail in episode 11, and we go into the interpretation in detail in that podcast. But basically, the dream was about James's need to have a look at something in his life that could be possibly crashing, could be breaking up mid-flight, and that could be solved by taking a more articulated and flexible approach. And he did discuss in episode 11 that there was a problem at work that he was beginning to articulate to a number of people, and in particular to one person that he was working with, and trying to come up with a more flexible way of dealing with that particular challenge. That was only part of the interpretation. We go into a lot more in episode 11. But for now, let's welcome James onto the show to hear what's happening for him since his interpretation in alchemy. Welcome, James.
Hi, Jane Theresa. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Look, I'm really excited to have you back on the show today because you were in episode 11 with your dream. And I know that and that was back in June, almost 6 months ago. And I know that a lot has happened for you in that time between talking to me about your dream and the things that the dream and the dream alchemy practice that you did have led to. So you volunteered to come on the show and tell us all about it. So, hey, I'm all ears.
So, Jane Theresa, let me say up front, it was an absolutely amazing interpretation, and I didn't know until fairly recently how it was going to work out for me. And the plane and the flexibility of the plane were both great metaphors, I guess is the right word, for what's been happening in my life recently.
Ah, so at work, at play, or in various aspects?
Well, at first I thought that there were probably a number of scenarios, and I think we spoke off air and you said that it's quite possible that it could represent a different number of different areas in your life. And I think that was true to an extent. But when it came to the new role that I've just moved into, I have to tell you about the amazing coincidences, if you like, that came out. So remember the plane, remember the idea of flexibility. and remember it being out of control, or the situation seeming to be out of control, and then I was in the plane and everything was good. I was with the crew and everyone was happy, including the customers.
That's right, yes.
So I've moved roles now.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. And it is a different role for me. And I remember also thinking that the plane was quite innovative. And I now work in an innovation and communications team. And in the process, I need to tell you this too. My now boss asked me a question. She said, can you flex? In other words, can you be flexible? When I joined the team, she said, welcome aboard the amplifier.
Oh, wow. The amplifier. And, in your dream, you mentioned that you wondered whether it was what the new 380 plane looked like. So there's A for amplifier.
Yeah, there you go. And she also said, when I was talking about how my first day had gone, she said, don't worry, you'll be flying in no time. So, look, I couldn't let those things go. And I think that they were quite significant in pinpointing exactly what this dream was about. So I think there was some, you know, if there weren't any big signs or flashes in my life before that point, I think they were it. So I think the articulation as well was important, because articulation was meaning flexibility in the way that I saw it, but it could also be communication as well.
That's right, how we articulate.
Concept.
Mm.
So, and one last thing, Jane, that you said is whenever the dream has a futuristic feel, it's a cause for great celebration. As a mobile phone goes off.
Can you hear that? I can.
In the background.
It will be interesting later to see who that caller is, because it may well be related to the symbolism of your dream.
It could well be. And so I think that the thing is that you said it was a cause for great celebration. Obviously, a new role is a cause for celebration, and the thought that maybe we can do things differently.
Mm.
And it is a different role. I've moved from a communications technical role to a pure communications and innovation role, and it's been a remarkable journey.
And that is completely different, moving from something technical to communications. I mean, that's more into the creative new model field as well, which is stunning, absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I found it absolutely amazing, and I don't know whether you talk much about manifestation, but there was a point of frustration probably about the time that I had this dream. And I remember saying, Jane Therese, and this is really just an aside, that I said, if I'm so good at social media, then I want my next job to arrive that way.
And did it?
I need to tell people, yes, it came through a retweet. And I wouldn't have heard it otherwise. So it's pretty amazing all around.
And how do you see, have there been other manifestations in your life? Have you noticed that other areas of your life have required you to be more flexible?
Yeah, there's been some lower back pain as well. And, you know, that has been linked to flexibility.
Mm.
So, you know, it's interesting. I think, you know, metaphysically, you can also talk about it being a lack of support.
Mm.
But it's also directly linked to flexibility as well. And I think, yeah, a lot of flexibility in terms of relationships as well, and needing to recalibrate relationships and find a new direction and be flexible in the way that you know, you can't be rigid in the way that you see relationships. You know, they are dynamic and they change and you need to adjust accordingly, be flexible.
And you feel that you have moved further along that path during the 6 months since you had your dream interpreted?
Absolutely. Mm. I think from a role perspective, my mind has been more flexible as well. I think I was quite fixed in terms of what the possibilities were for me in my career because of the work that I'd done previously. And this role, I said it in the interview, but it couldn't have been more tailor-made. And I think unless I had that flexibility and those circumstances in my life that required me to be more flexible and think outside what was comfortable, then I perhaps A, wouldn't have seen it, and B, wouldn't have been able to move forward You know, so it's a good outcome.
And I love the way there that you said that the job was tailor-made. You know, is that T-A-I-L? Tailor-made. New direction, new rudder, new orientation. Watch me fly.
Absolutely. And so it's been really interesting. And since then, I've actually flown on an A380 as well.
Oh, you have?
And while I was doing that, I was doing my manifestation. While I was doing that, I was doing my dream alchemy as well. So.
And was that before or after you manifested the job?
It was before.
Before.
Mm. It was before the job came along. So between the time that we did the...
The dream interpretation.
Between the time that you did the dream, yeah, and when I got the job.
Mm.
So I took your dream alchemy practice, took it to the sky in an A380 and made it happen.
Congratulations and well done. That's absolutely brilliant. And you must be feeling fantastic coming to the end of the year at a normal kind of seasonal time for celebration and celebrating by stepping into that innovative role.
It's been really fantastic, Jane Teresa. Really, it's a really good
thing. Thank you so much for sharing the alchemy. And anytime you or anyone you know has a dream that would, you know, you'd like to come back on the show and discuss that, or anybody you know, or anybody listening, in fact, you know, feels the same way, that's the kind of results that you can have in your life by really taking the dream interpretation seriously and, of course, doing the dream alchemy practice. Thank you, James. Plane dreams are quite a common theme. You know, many of us dream of planes in different circumstances. Sometimes they're maybe crashing, like in James's dream. Sometimes maybe they're flying well. Sometimes they're futuristic, like James's dreams. Sometimes we don't even get as far as the plane. So I thought, for all of you listening in who are probably thinking, but what about my plane dream? I'd go back to an article that I originally wrote in July 1999 called Plane Thinking and Flights of Fancy. Wow, you could almost put that title on James's dream there. So I wrote this 10 years ago. It's about what plane dreams could possibly mean. So here we go. Plane thinking and flights of fancy. All the conditions were right. My very hot, very strong black coffee was brewing and percolating ideas on the back burner of my mind, while the coffee cup warmed my Brisbane winter hands. I had nothing left to do but sit back on the sofa, finish my caffeine hit, and vacantly gaze through the window at the trees being danced by the sun-shafted wind. It was time to write a new Dreamsite article, and I was ready and waiting for the muse. I had paper and pen by my side, but that's just part of the game. It always remains blank, not through writer's block, but through irrelevance. Handwriting is far too cumbersome for the muse, whose sudden fanciful flight arrival announces the title of the article and then delivers the whole idea in one packaged, timeless moment. I dash to the computer keyboard to encapsulate the memory of the piece before it fades. That's how it always is. And so it was this morning that the plain dream theme was delivered. As the computer launched itself into readiness, I pondered the instantaneous plane dream ideas lining up ready for takeoff, and realized that of all the plane scenarios I have ever dreamed, I have never been the pilot. Well, I have been since I wrote this article, but anyway, continuing. I fiddled with the pen in my hand, the pen that never writes, and then laughed. The muse had amused again. The make of my pen was a pilot. I was on a roll. The flight of fancy and plain thinking was on. In earlier years, my dream planes would be seen high in the sky, climbing at exponentially steep angles, which inevitably threw the planes backwards into fatally explosive somersaults. Looking back, I feel these dreams reflected my fears of aiming too high, too fast, too soon. Air often symbolizes the mind or thought, airy in contrast to the ground, which can symbolize the solidity of more physical things or grounded things. Dreams about planes tend to show the outcome of our thinking patterns, our planes of thought or ideas. Ideally, we would hope that all our ideas ultimately reach their destination and ground themselves in physical form. An idea for a book, we hope, will ground itself onto a shelf in a bookshop. So our plain dreams can help us to see whether our thinking processes are working with us or against us. If your dream plane reaches its destination, you can be pretty sure that your thinking and ideas are sound enough to manifest your chosen goal. If it's having difficulty getting off the ground, or worse still, if you're having difficulty getting to the airport on time, then perhaps you need to examine your thinking more closely. Missing the plane, running late, or losing your ticket is a very common dream theme which generally reflects your hesitation about your goals. We're all pretty brilliant at putting obstacles in our path, delaying success through fear. The details in these dreams can reveal where your thinking is at odds with your desired goal and what to do to change this. In my dreams, I have taken this one further and got as far as the plane and then decided not to board because I feel it's going to crash. Such a dream may reveal your project or thinking does indeed have a fatal flaw, but it may also just underline your fear. A few weeks ago, plus 10 years, a huge high-tech looking plane was wheeled onto the Dream Airport tarmac for my consideration. I felt fear, but it moved closer. Closer and closer it came until it was so close I could no longer see that it was a plane. The other details in the dream woke me up to the fact that it was now or never, and only a fear of something big that stood between where I was and where I was going. I got on the plane. Thankfully, we are free to take many flights of fancy before we make grounded decisions, and our dreams can help us to look ahead and fully understand all the implications of our ideas and plans, or should that be planes? Below the surface of our tip-of-the-iceberg conscious thoughts lurk the imponderable unconscious ones. The thoughts drummed into us as children, which are no longer appropriate to us as adults. The fearful thoughts stemming from our past experiences. The limiting thinking patterns of our cultures, and so on. Our plane dreams may reflect how our unconscious thoughts affect our ability to ground our conscious plans at our chosen destination. I have had dreams of seeing planes explode in midair or even crash while I watch calmly, feeling settled and peaceful afterwards. I may even wander over and help the survivors. My feeling about these dreams is that they reflect the ending of inappropriate thinking or the head-on crash of conflicting thoughts that would have got me nowhere at all. Better to see such endings, I feel, to clear the air. The survivors in these peaceful dreams seem to me to be the worthwhile aspects of the thinking that will survive. So why do I never dream of being the pilot? Who knows? I probably will tonight. Meanwhile, I have offered you my musings on plane dreams. Work with your own dreams until they speak to you, for regardless of whether or not we dream of being in sole control in the cockpit, we are all both author and pilot of our own dreams. P.S. In the middle of writing this article, I received a phone call from someone who told me that she is hoping to get some work on a pilot film for a series. Don't you just love synchronicity? So there you go, I wrote that 10.5 years ago, and I have to say, I have had plenty of plane dreams where I've gone to all sorts of exciting places since then, reflecting all the exciting places I have indeed gone to metaphysically and in other areas of my life since then. So I hope you enjoyed our plane journeys, James's plane journey and my ones from 10 years ago, and that these have given you some insight not only into your plane dreams, but whether or not you've had plane dreams, insights into life in general. So thank you for staying with me for another episode of The Dream Show. As usual, you can find out more information on any of my websites, which include www.dream.net.au for detailed analysis, or my blog www.janetheresa.com for reflections of and stuff in general about waking life and dreams, or you can go to our podcast blog, and the best way to go there is to click the very obvious links on either of the two previous websites. You can leave comments at all of these, so please come in and interact, and meanwhile have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week for another episode of The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsite Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.